Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our co-pilot today, our guest, who's becoming famous, Jace Lejeune, our editor, who's really building his resume up for his broadcast career. Congratulations of being Episcopal's play-by-play guy this year.
Appreciate it, Lee. It's going to be double duty this fall.
Possibly Friday nights. Southeastern as well.
Southeastern, mouth a couple of games. It's going to be a pretty busy fall, Lee.
Yeah. And so today's show, I'm really excited. I'm very tired, but I'm tired with a good heart and very happy. But it's a double show. We've got Pope John Paul II High School, which I did about a week ago, but we want to space him out. And I interviewed Philip Pigott, who is from the Slido area, went to Pope John Paul, went off to Biloxi High School and coached, and also went over all over the place, actually. Got to come back to his alma mater. So we have an interview with Coach, and we also have an interview with his players. And get this, Jace, I got last night an interview with Chaz Preston in person at St. James, watched him play, was already impressed with him before the game. After last night, this kid is just rare, special.
Well, you just knew it when he first played for St. James as a sophomore. You knew how special he was going to be.
You saw it, and then this year, and he doesn't have the big head. He's not full of himself.
He's
a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all about work. He reminds me of Jarvis Landry when it comes to, like, his attitude on work. And we also have an interview with his dad, Sean Preston Sr.
Yeah, well, Mr. Preston.
Yeah, I ran into Sean's dad in the parking lot waiting on the rain to stop at Joe Keller Stadium in Reserve, Louisiana. And it just so happened the first parent to drive up was Sean Preston Sr., man. And such a nice guy.
Great guy. He's a great guy.
And he was eating, and then it rained on us. So we're sorry if the interview was only about 3 minutes, but if you would have been in the parking lot with me and Sean Sr., we did the final minute in a storm. Like, we were soaked, went back to our cars, waited on the rain to clear.
He's going to be a busy dad this fall, watching Sean Jr. and then and also Chaz this year.
Yeah. And look, we're going to have a bonus break, so let's take a break now. Me and you'll come back, and we'll talk. I think you got some questions for me about some teams and stuff that I saw last night. And then we'll have the interviews with Sean Preston Sr., Chaz Preston's dad, and then we got an interview with Chaz Preston after the jamboree that I went to, and Pope John Paul II High School, Philip Pigott, the head coach. I really enjoyed my time there, and his kids. He's got a great quarterback that you're going to get to know that can end up being a 1AA quarterback, and you're going to hear interviews with a lot of his kids. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our co-pilot today is Jace Lejeune. And look, now that COVID's kind of taking its course, hopefully it'll get better. We're going to do our video soon. We keep promoting it. We're going to do it. But, we want to make sure it's going to be safe for having guests and that they feel safe. And we will be able to launch that really soon. Jace, me and you will actually do that at a remote somewhere. Might be a restaurant, might be one of our advertisers, depending on where we can set up. And we'll start doing our videos once a week. So we'll do three of these a week, but one will be videoed. And we'll bring guests in, and it'll be good timing for the season. But, Jace, any questions for me before we start these interviews? But I know that you were at the Episcopal Ascension game last night, Ascension from Donaldsonville.
Yeah, Ascension Catholic, yep.
And Tap really looked good.
Oh, he looked good. I remember seeing him watching my dad, East Superville, playing them all the time. I got used to seeing Jamon over the years, and I saw him make a lot of plays on offense as a tight end, but over just yesterday and seeing him, as a defensive end, boy, he looked unblockable and unstoppable. Not only he's just physically just gifted, but what impressed me most about him was that if the quarterback went up the pocket, he did not stop. Like, he just, you know, it's one thing to be physically talented, but another thing to have the effort. He showed a lot of effort on every single play. So that's what impressed me the most about Jamon last night.
Yeah, Jamon is 10 pounds bigger, too. He's 251, 6'3". And I think he'll be a Tiger in the end.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
I think he'll wear purple and gold in the end, and he'll be –
That'll be good.
He'll be a local legend among many Baton Rouge D linemen like Chuck Wiley, Carl Thomas. I mean, you go to –
Yeah, Jarvis Green was from that area. Jarvis Green, right.
You know, Marcus Spears. And I include Donaldsonville as the Baton Rouge area. It's pretty – you know, it's right there.
Right.
It's a rock throw from, you know, Dutchtown and all those schools, which are pretty much the Baton Rouge area. But – so many good D linemen have come out of the Baton Rouge area that has been overlooked. Marcus Spears was an All-American out of Southern Lab. And, you know, Carl Wilson out of Baker High. A lot of great players to come out of Baton Rouge for D-line very quietly. But Jarvis Green was a Donaldsonville High School graduate. It was great games, Jace.
Yeah, four really good teams that you got to see last night.
Yeah, I mean, Wes Jefferson, we're going to have an interview with Willie Brooks next week. Done a great job. He was at Helen Cox when Eddie Lacy was at Helen Cox as a freshman.
Okay.
And then Katrina hit, and then Eddie.
Yeah, the move to Dutchtown.
And I remember Willie telling me, he said, man, I got a guy named Eddie Lacy. He's 14. He's 5'11", 210, and he's going to be special. And I'm like, okay, Willie, and he was right.
He was right. And he was a pretty good one.
Well, Wes Jefferson has a heck of a team. And let me tell you something. I don't know if they can go to a state championship game, but Wes Jefferson is 100% better physically than they've been in probably a decade, probably since Hank.
Mm-hmm.
And they look good. I mean, they play hard. They play with grit. Their corners are fast. Their linebackers are get upfield and get you. Their OD line is size, and they're mean. They're playing with a little edge, okay?
Right.
And I didn't see as much of that in the past. And Willie does a great job with these kids.
Yeah. Talking to Willie in the offseason, like, he knew that if they can make the playoffs and win the playoff game, that will be a huge step forward for the program, the fan base, if they can accomplish that this year. And there's a good chance they can be a sleeper team that can accomplish
that. And I'll tell you, they got a trigger guy named Kavion Johnson. He is going to be phenomenal. And, you know, Willie, and I agree with Willie after seeing him last night, saw him a little bit last year. Man, he works that pocket well. He's 6 foot, about 190. Got a great arm. He doesn't get rattled. He throws a nice ball. And I think he's a 1AA legit. He could go to the Sun Belt. He could be a small D1. He could go to the SWAC conference and be a star. And they've got a lot of size too, man. So that was one team. Vandy Catholic with Tommy Minton. We're gonna have an interview with Tommy next week.
Yeah,
man, they play with an edge too.
Tommy's got to play tough. Coach Tommy Minton team is gonna be tough and physical. And what a hire it was for Vandy Catholic to bring in Coach Minton.
East St. John, great athletes.
Always talented.
Big-time OD line. They need to get the quarterback position a little straightened out with George Smith, brand new. He's coming over
receiver. Yeah, he played defensive back.
He's a D1 baseball guy.
Yeah.
He's a DB.
Talented athlete.
You can tell he's learning to play quarterback, and he's just not there yet. And a lot of kids aren't. That's what the jamborees are for and scrimmages. If they can get that straightened out, East St. John's always got – they got everything
else. They're not lacking receivers and skill guys.
And their D-line's phenomenal.
Yep. And that's even with they graduated two guys that signed on the defensive front last year.
Well, one signed with Baylor.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One was a linebacker.
The 3 D linemen that East St. John has coming back are all D1.
Yeah.
And they're all 250. Yep. I saw them last night. They're all like clones. They're 6'2", 250, 255, and one is 6'1", 320, and moves, has linebacker legs. Darrell Dake, he is a beast.
Yeah, Darrell, yep.
I mean, if they can just average 17 points a game, East St. John will go undefeated.
Yeah.
But they got to find a way to get
the offense, right. Maybe the defense will have to carry a little bit of the load early on.
Now, St. James has one of the best defenses I've seen all spring and summer. They attack. They play with a vengeance.
And that's even with the loss of a guy like Savion Jones from last year.
Watching their defense play is like watching, yeah, man, I tell you, it's you know that old saying, 11 of the ball?
Mm-hmm.
They bring 11 of the ball. If the ball goes left and the quarterback has it, 11 are on him within a second or two. I mean, it's like Hornets.
It's one thing to have like all these 11 guys being athletic, but if all 11 of these guys are rounding to the ball.
And they're well coached by Coach Valdez.
Yeah.
They know where to go. They know what to do. They play with a lot of edge. They play with a lot of effort. And I tell you, their O-line's good. Their quarterback, Bergeron, he just needs to get the passing down a little bit.
Yeah, he had a decent season last year. I guess he didn't make the next step.
Become polished.
Right.
Protect the
football.
Yeah, protect the football. Had some trouble last night. But if they can get that going in the semifinals, where if they throw the ball can improve that, they can't be beat, I don't think.
So based off your opinion, because I know Madison Prep won Class 3A state championship last year, do you think coming into the season, do you think St. James is the favorite, even though Madison Prep did win last year?
I don't think Madison is good as they were last year. They lost too much. They got Chris back.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the big
Quincy.
D, Quincy Wiggins, but they lost their whole OD line. They lost all the receivers and DBs. I mean, they're young. So St. James is the opposite. They return a lot of their defense, a lot of their O-line. Now, they did lose Savion Jones.
Yeah.
Who? Right. You don't even notice he's gone.
That's scary. You know, replacing a guy. I mean, it's not often you have to replace a guy like Savion
Jones.
And
I talked to the coaches at St. James, and by the way, they said Savion's put on 15 pounds of muscle, running 4.5 40. He's 6'6 now from 6'5. They list him at 242. He might be closer to 250. Played at 230 in high school. And everybody that you talk to at St. James, I already knew this from watching him, but kid loves the game, and he's quiet. He's very humble.
He's going to be a good one of those, too.
He's going to be a great one.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one.
And you'll get the interview today with Chaz Preston, who's a great guy. You'll hear a lot of Jarvis Landry in him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's all professional.
Yeah, always trying to get better.
Yep.
You'll hear from his dad, Sean Preston Sr., and then Pope John Paul II, Philip Pigott, who's a great guy. I think he's going to turn that program around.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a chance to see them this year at Episcopal Place. Oh,
really?
Year.
That's
so
right.
I'll get a chance
to
see Pope John Paul this year.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Sean Preston Sr., that's Chaz Preston's dad from St. James High School. To me, there's two recruits in the state. There's 1A, Will Campbell, and 1B, Chaz Preston. They're both one to me.
I can't argue against that.
And then there's everybody else.
Yep.
So we'll be right back with more of the Sports Scouting Report. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. I want to go ahead and get started in our show. I think you'll enjoy this. We were able to do it in the rain. And thank you, Sean Preston Sr., for doing an interview in a pouring down rain. It was pouring down tons of rain. And this is our short interview with Sean Preston Sr., the dad of Chaz Preston from St. James. I'm out here in the rain at East St. John High School with Sean Preston Sr., Chaz Preston's daddy, and also Sean Preston Jr. at Mississippi State.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, y'all got the food tonight, bro. Y'all out here eating some good stuff.
Well, just like I said, we normally tailgate every week. We got a little rain going on that's going to pass over.
Yeah.
Just typical South Louisiana weather. Got some wings and fries. We didn't get a chance to tailgate at all last year, so we're not going to miss an opportunity this year.
You got to be proud about having a boy at Mississippi State, one at LSU possibly, or wherever he wants to go.
Absolutely. Most people, you know, would be tickle pink to have one son to be as talented as my two boys, and like I said, they bring a lot of joy, you know, not just to me and my wife, but my whole family and my whole community.
I told you earlier, been watching this a long time, Jamar Chase reminds me similar to your son's body language, you know, the build, the way they play. I know everybody's their own person, but I mean, that's a heck of a, I mean, I don't throw stuff around like that, but I think he's very similar to Jamar.
Right. It's crazy part about it. Jimmy Chase and I, you know, we're friends, and I joke about him. I said, you sure you ain't make no creeps down the Vashman? I didn't know about it now. But he does. looks familiar to Jamar, you know, somewhat in his physical features, but then also, you know, his game.
Yeah, we're out. It's coming down right now. Yep, but, yep. Look, good seeing you.
Hey, thank you for everything.
And
hope you enjoy the game tonight. This rain's going
to
pass over.
I know everybody wants to see him in purple and gold. What's your comments? We get a lot of LSU listeners, but what do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, they've been doing a phenomenal job of recruiting him. And definitely down the stretch, I mean, they're in the mix. Definitely.
Look, good to see you.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's get out of the rain. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed the interview. When we come back, we now have an interview with Chaz Preston from St. James after the jamboree from last night. And we'll hear to see what he has to say. I asked him a few questions. I even brought LSU up. And we'll be right back with that interview. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouter Report. Let's go ahead and go to the interview with Chaz Preston. Hope you enjoy it.
Okay, I'm sitting here with St. James, Chaz Preston, one of the top recruits in the state, and Chaz, you're a senior at St. James. Start with you, Chaz. What was it like tonight, man, going against these tough guys at Vandy Catholic? It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. It wasn't really St. James football. We got to go back in the practice field, and we got to get back to a little thing, back to the basics. We got to build on from this. But like I said, this wasn't really St. James football. But we got to get back to it. But we did some good things. There's some positives though. So salute to the positives and stuff like that. But we got to get back to work.
Chaz, with recruiting coming up, college football coming up, any games coming up you're going to go to, college games?
I haven't really discussed that with my family yet, but of course I think I'm going to go to LSU. And that's probably the only one I know on top of my head right now, just because they're in my hometown.
I talked to your dad before the game.
Right.
He was all pumped up and excited. I talked about your brother, man, being in Mississippi State. What's it like being the younger brother of a guy already proven in the SEC as a DB?
It's a blessing to have an older sibling, you know, teaching me the ropes and stuff like that, and just passing it down to me, and just teaching me how college life is and how to control it and the in and outs of it. So it's a blessing. Sean's doing a very good job, like you said, at Mississippi State. He's doing everything he is to stay on the field and stay in the starting position. And hats off to him.
Is it LSU and everybody else right now? Basically the home team and then looking at whoever?
Yeah, it's still my same set of schools.
Yeah. What about the season coming up? Anybody you looking forward to playing in the regular season?
All the contenders, just keep your head up.
All right. Any final thoughts about high school? You happy to be out here, man? What up, fans finally?
Yeah,
like,
it's
more fans?
Yeah, it's a difference to have some fans out here, but when we get back to our hometown, it's gonna be a different scene.
Look, with Ed Orgeron, tell me who's recruiting besides Ed at LSU. Who's one of your favorite coaches over there?
Coach Mickey Joseph and Coach Mason Smith. Coach Mason Smith actually came from Mississippi State, so he offered me at Mississippi State, and then he transferred. Well, he switched over to
bootleggers and all.
Yeah, and he came to LSU.
Who's your favorite LSU football player?
My favorite LSU football player. Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Landry. Yeah, because
he's from. Oh, man. Yeah, he's a River Parish guy.
Exactly. That's
I loved him. You know, you remind me of him a lot and Jamar Chase, kind of a little bit of each.
Yes, sir.
Because you're physical. And yes, sir. That slant you had tonight, that big touchdown, you didn't play around with that slant. You took it to the house. And
nah, I got tripped up.
But, man, good luck to you. I love how you're modest. Keep working hard, man. Look forward to seeing you play college ball one day, too. So
appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
Good luck with your season, man.
Thank you, man.
That was one of the top recruits in the country that's got a heck of a career in front of him. To me, he's a little bit of Jarvis Landry, Jace.
Yeah.
In mentality.
Yep.
And he's got a little Jamar Chase when it comes to his frame.
Those are not bad players to compare to. So
he's got a little bit of each.
Yeah, that's scary.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. Well, actually, we're going to go ahead and go to our Pope John Paul interview with Philip Pigott. Enjoy this interview because here's a young coach that's paid his dues, went to Biloxi High School, coached a lot of big-time players, went to Pope John Paul, graduated from there, and now he's the head coach. Check this interview out. Really enjoyed going by the school, meeting with him. Check this out.
I'm at Pope John Paul High School in Slidell, Louisiana. I'm glad to be here. We're being safe today. We got our mask and everything. And I got Coach Philip Pigott, which, Coach, we met in the past. You were at Northwestern State. You went here.
Yes.
You graduated from here. And you were telling me your story when we were in your office.
Yes.
Biloxi High School. You had a great assistant job. House on the beach. But you're from here. You came back to your alma mater. You're turning things around already. You've got 30 more kids than when the job was open. So y'all have 30 more players. I mean, up to 55 kids. And you might have more than that come football season. But I know you're excited talking to you. I can tell there's more. This job means more to you.
Sure, absolutely.
Than just some guy that took the job. You went here, and that means a lot to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Talk about how, you know, the job means, what it means to you, being that you're a graduate of Pope John Paul.
So, you know, Pope John Paul is a place that, you know, when I look at when I look at who I've become, you know, and the things I was able to do as a you know, as a college coach, and you know what I did in my playing years, and you know this school definitely, you know, can take a lot of credit for that, and you know, just who I you know, it's a place that's just special. You know, I think that when you look at the holistic development of you know, of their student athletes at this school, you know, I think it gives a great education, and the athletic programs are, you know, trying to be at a championship level if they're not already, and it was just something that I really wanted to be a part of.
Coach, you coached a big time, a couple of big times recruits at Biloxi, safety that signed last year, Ole Miss, and also you got R.J. Moss, who's coming back, a Louisiana native for that. Was it Bill Chase that I saw play?
Yes, sir.
6'5", 280, 285, good feet, commit to Mississippi State. What do you think of R.J. Moss? And I know LSU didn't show a lot of interest in him, and that's something that kind of baffles me a little bit, but he's a big-time player from Louisiana.
Right. You know, R.J. is a phenomenal player, you know, as good a person as he is a player as well, you know, just always hungry to be the best that he can be, and you know, he really hit the ground running when he got to Biloxi, and you know, learned our defense, you know, and that's going through the COVID, you know, COVID years, and or the COVID year, I guess, and you know, he had to learn real quick and had to, you know, learn how we did things and become a part of the culture we had at Biloxi, and you know, he bought in very quickly and you know, was able to have a phenomenal junior season and put himself on the map for his senior year.
We're going to interview both of your players, your quarterback, and also your kicker, strong safety. And you got a lot of guys who are going to play double positions, and some guys
sure,
are going to play
sure.
O-line or D-line.
Sure, absolutely.
Some are going to play offense and defense. And I want to start with your quarterback. What do you think of George? And I don't want to butcher his last name. You say it, Coach. I don't want his mom.
George Arata.
Arata. And George is here. We'll talk to George in a second. But what's your thoughts on the limited amount of time you've been here?
Sure.
But
sure.
You're already high on George.
Sure.
And I actually saw George play 2 years ago, by the way. Had a good arm and very athletic, very underrated going into his senior year.
Yes, sir. George is a guy that is, you know, just immediately made an impact, you know, as far as, you know, getting in the weight room and buying into the culture that we were trying to build here. And, you know, his athletic ability is pretty undeniable. You know, we found out that, you know, not only could he play quarterback, but he had a lot of ability to, you know, catch the ball, run the ball, and do some things like that, even you know, get him on some defense as well. And, you know, anything we've thrown at him, he's been able to pick up, and you know, he's really excited and I think poised for a great senior season.
Hope you enjoyed the interview. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Pope John Paul football players, and you're going to meet one of the top quarterbacks in the state that no one knows about. No one knows about him, Jace. Argueta, big-time quarterback, and you would know more about if he played at a big school. And also some of the other sleepers, that they have three kickers that could go college. Three kickers on one team. So they got three guys that do three duties, kickoffs, extra points, and field goals.
like 95% of teams don't have one
and they have three. They would want to borrow one of these guys. Trust me. We're going to hear from the other players when we come back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. This is going to be our final segment of the show, and we're going to talk to the Pope John Paul High School, Pope John Paul II High School out of Slidell, Louisiana, a program that's trying to get back, and Philip Pigott's the new head coach. And here's some interviews with some of their top players.
George, you're sitting here, right? You're sitting 6 feet away from your coach. This is your senior year. I didn't know you had a 4.3 GPA. That's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't have never done that in high school. 27 ACT, that's close to Ivy League score. 6'1", 185. I mean, you've got a good arm. What do you think of this coming year? I mean, this is the year to kind of prove a lot of people wrong, maybe, about, you know, college ball. I think you can play somewhere. Coach does. This could be a launch year for you.
Yeah, I agree. You know, in the past, you know, my thoughts were kind of straightforward as far as being quarterback. You know, I never thought about switching positions. I always had it in the back of my head that I could do other stuff. And then, you know, Coach Pigott kind of gave me the idea, you know, hey, what do you think about running the ball? Hey, you know, what do you think about catching the ball a little bit too? So I started doing that, and I mean, I'm doing pretty well at that. So I think this year is definitely going to open up a lot of great opportunities for me and the team.
I like that George put LSU first. I grew up in Baton Rouge, so that's pretty good. Clemson, let's keep them second, right? So, but you got to like the program. Dabo Sweeney, Lawrence is now a rookie with the Jaguars, and then Etienne went in the first round from Jennings, Louisiana, and his little brother's, I think, better than him, by the way. Coach, he's coming back at Jennings. But what do you think of college football if you don't get a Clemson offer, an LSU offer? What would be a school in state that you would like to go visit, or when you could visit in state?
A few of the schools like Millsaps and other schools, you know, like D2, D3, and even a few bigger schools, you know, out maybe even in, you know, North Carolina, places like that. They're kind of looking at me right now, which is a little strange because, you know, I told them I would be switching positions a little bit this year, and you know, I went to a few camps and they were pretty impressed. But, you know, not going to LSU or not going to Clemson isn't the end of the world for me. I just, you know, I want to play at that next level, you know, and I think having a good ACT and a good GPA would definitely help me get, you know, paid some academic and then pay the rest in athletics. So that's at least, you know, what I'm trying to do right now.
Well put, man. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Harding University is another one I would recommend in Arkansas. Pretty good program. I got a buddy of mine, his son, he's the head coach at Wichita Christian, Coach Fitzhugh. His son, both his sons are there. And they just signed three kids from Louisiana this year. And so they got great facilities. Me and Coach were talking about that earlier. The facilities here are going to be getting – really good.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've got big plans for Pope John Paul, and then you know, getting into a new school building is a top priority for us, and you know, hopefully you know, the athletic department as well is going to get an overhaul, and you know, really exciting times here at Pope John Paul.
So we got one more of you guys here. I always love when a DB will play kicker and a kicker will play DB. Very few kickers will hit you, and you have to hit to play safety, right, Coach?
Absolutely.
And so that means you're a tough kicker. Nicholas.
He can long snap as well. I should.
That's pretty good, too, man. You can long snap to yourself, and you can kick.
That's right.
But Nicholas Barone, right?
That's right.
You're going to be a senior. You're also a 4.0 student, 23 ACT. LSU, Tyler Junior College. You got any relatives that went there in Texas or anything?
Not relatives. My dad's coach for soccer, and it's more for the soccer part of it. He coaches over there, so that may be an option.
Got a little tie in there. Do you know that he probably wouldn't even know who Earl Campbell is, right, Coach?
I don't know.
You know who Earl Campbell is?
Yes, sir.
You know what Tyler's known for, right?
roses. They call it the land of roses. I'm just throwing stuff. I mean, it's, you know, but the Earl Campbell was a Heisman Trophy winner from Texas, and he was from Tyler, and that's a good place. And then you got Southeastern, obviously, down, I call it down the street, basically, for you guys. Soccer is a hobby, but you would maybe like to do that college-wise, too?
Possibly. It depends on how, you know, senior year of soccer goes. Yeah. I mean, I'm more of a soccer player, but, I mean, football is, I'm starting to really get into it and like it a lot more than okay. normal. But
so if your quarterback George here gets the ball down to like the 30-yard line and there's 1 second left and you're down by one, how are you feeling?
Oh, I got it. 100%.
You feeling good about it?
100%.
How long would that be, Coach? About 45-ish, maybe.
I'm bad at that. No,
yeah, I'm too. What would that be like?
Is it the 30? Yeah. 45, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got that.
You got it?
Easy.
It might happen this year, huh? Your quarterback here is trying to get that first down to get it to the from the 35 down to the 30, and coach is like, wait, 5 seconds left, got to get out of bounds, and right. we're out of timeout, so don't call a timeout, and then you got to go in there and y'all got to run out there, maybe, right? That's what people don't understand about kicking. You might have to kick somewhere your holder's like, all right, we got to run out here and, like, snap it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it could be pressed for time, especially – depending on how long you take to get out there and get set up.
And so I should clarify. Nick is actually going to be doing more of our, like, kickoff.
Okay.
You know, and Sean Revere is going to be doing more of our field goals. But Nick can kick some field goals as well. Our soccer program's phenomenal at this school. And that was one thing that, you know, we've been able to get some guys that were winning state titles in soccer out for football. And
yeah.
Nick is one of those main ones that, you know, he wanted more of an advanced role with football this year. And
yeah.
you know, he's a star soccer player here, and George is as well. You know?
Well, I'll reverse it. All right, yeah. So if you're kicking off and you're up by one and there's a minute left, don't let the guy run it back.
Right.
Or kick it on the one and y'all can tackle him on the two, right?
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Coach? I mean, kickoff, how do you feel kicking it in the end zone on kickoffs? Are you pretty good at that?
I mean, last year I think I maybe got one or two. But
okay.
I think, since working out and practicing a little bit more, hopefully I'll be able to
strive a little more for a few of those
this year.
Do a little directional kicking,
yeah,
Coach.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts, Coach, about this season for Pope John Paul and the program?
We're trying to be the best Pope John Paul that we can be. You know, that's our standard, and you know, we're approaching each day as that way. And you know, kind of the motto we have here is winners win, and you know, we want every single day that we show up here that you know, we win the day, and you stack enough wins on top of each other, and all of a sudden you might be happy with the results of your season. And you know, the big thing too with us is believing that we can be winners here at Pope John Paul. The school has had success in the past. I've seen it, you know, firsthand, and you know, we want to provide a product that this alumni and this community is proud of.
I appreciate you letting me come to the school and do this today.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it. Good meeting you guys.
You too.
For getting out of class, which is not always bad, right?
Not at all.
And enjoy the magazines, and y'all are going to be in the new one next week. Coach is going to be mailed one. Tell your mom and dads about it. We're not in the stores because of the COVID, but you can get it on the – just keep that card. It's our website.
That's
Hope you enjoyed the show. Jace, any final words about football coming up? I know we got about a week before college football kicks off.
Oh, yes. Next week is football season next week, Lee. We got a first regular season week 1 action, high school football. And then I know this Saturday next week is going to be a day where everybody just wants to sit down, relax, and watch college football. I mean, that week 1, you have Alabama, Miami, LSU, UCLA, Georgia, Clemson, even UOL in Texas. I mean, it's going to be a great day of college football.
It's going to be a great day. Louisiana Tech's got a big opponent. I think they play an SEC team, too.
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it Ole Miss or State, I think?
Yeah, I believe so. I know for a fact that Kentucky plays UOM. I know that they're going to have to play Kentucky. So
Tulane has
Oklahoma. Yeah, that's a tough draw week one. It's gonna be
speaking
tough.
Of Oklahoma.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of Trey Bradford, the Texas running back that I thought looked good as a true freshman. A lot of people, they want to see polished when they see a freshman. I think the opposite. I want to see a glimpse of what they can do, and when they come back their second year, you see a more mature kid. Now, left LSU, looked good in the Ole Miss game when we didn't have any running backs left.
Yeah, he made some plays in the Florida game.
Caught a touchdown pass
in the Florida game, yep.
And didn't play the first part of the year. True freshman. All world, ran for like 8,000 yards in high school football around Dallas. So he goes to Oklahoma for whatever reason, leaves after before spring.
Yeah, didn't really make any sense to me either.
So he left Oklahoma yesterday. There's talk he's trying to go back to LSU.
Wants to go back.
That talk's got to be true if you leave, right? If he does go back to LSU, I predict, because I thought that he would be one of the three backs this year, and they had to go sign two backs because they lost him, right?
Yeah.
But right now, Ty Davis is hurt. John Emery's had injuries his whole career. You only have two backs.
Yeah.
Goodwin
and Kiner.
And Kiner. And two's not a lot. So you need, if this happens, this would be a gift to get him back. If the NCAA has to approve,
because
after so many practices, you can't play right away. That was kind of crazy, I think.
Yeah. I know they like Williams to walk on, but
he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah. He's a decent back. But, yeah, it would be great to have Bradford come back.
Trey has a lot of speed, and he's a big guy. And, actually, he's gotten bigger. And what's really – if I'm Oklahoma, I'd be really upset because he went through 14 practices, and he's ready to go.
And he would be a good fit in Oklahoma. So, I don't know what's really – the problem over there, but yeah, if he wants to go back to LSU, I'm sure LSU would welcome him back with open arms.
If Ty Davis and Emery stay hurt, then you have two backs.
I think that's the biggest problem. I mean, we know what Ty and John can do talent wise. It's just about them being consistent and them actually being available.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll find out by Monday, because if he's going to play UCLA game, we're going to know this weekend, possibly. Probably not long after the show is over. But we'll find out real soon. Now, I guess they're trying to get him eligible if he does leave. I guess that might be the thing.
Right. And if he does come back, do you think there's any sort of, like, you know, because he hasn't been there the whole camp? And
I think kids welcome kids back now. I think, you know, he was well-liked. I know he got in a little trouble a little bit, but, you know, it happens. He was good at Oklahoma. He stayed. He didn't get in any trouble at Oklahoma, but he had a little incident at LSU. But, look, he's super fast. He runs like a 4.40 at 6 foot. Now he's like 2.10.
Okay.
Was 195 at LSU. And, I mean, he's grown. He's matured. Might have a breakout year. I mean, I thought he was going to do great at Oklahoma. I thought he was going to do great at LSU coming back his second year. I like an older back. Look, Clyde Edwards, how good was he older?
Right. And that's the thing, because the last couple of years, I mean, the last 2 years we came into the season not really knowing who the back was going to be. And 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago, but Nick Brissett broke out and he happened to be the guy. And then, you know, there was also talks with Emery or Ty Davis, and it turned out to be Clyde.
You know, the biggest fear for a coach with a freshman is blocking assignments for the quarterback.
Yeah, blocking assignments and knowing the playbook and knowing the route tree.
Yeah. I mean,
it's much more than just running the football and being a good athlete.
When you leave the huddle, it's not just here's the ball.
Yeah.
It's, wait, we're going left, we're going left tackle, we're going right tackle, we're going to throw a screen pass, you got to do this, you got to do that. And, by the way, this is going to be a play where you know, it's going to be a delay. You got to fake. We're going to do a ball fake. I mean, a freshman is under so much pressure.
And that's why Clyde, I mean, I know Clyde was a great fit in the offense. He was a perfect fit for that Joe Burrow.
But by the time he was a redshirt junior, he was ready.
Yep. And he knew the playbook.
He knew the offense.
And that's why he got a lot more playing time, even more, because, you know, John was a little bit behind the playbook, and, you know, Ty was as well. So.
And Trey knows LSU's offense. Oklahoma's got a similar offense right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and he's an older kid.
Yep.
So I don't know if he'll play against UCLA. who knows, today's day, I mean, he might, since he's been in shape, he might even play. You never know. Kind of crazy football.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk a lot about the UCLA-LSU game next
week.
Let's
see if he's announced on the team first.
Right, that's the first thing. But, yeah, next week, Lee, it's going to be crazy. If college football
is
sneaking
up on us. Man, it's
crazy
for me already.
Yeah.
I mean, I got 2 hours sleep. I was in reserve last night. Since I was in reserve from 3 o'clock to about 9:30.
Yeah, it's a long evening.
And I swear, when I stopped for food last night, I didn't even know where I was stopping.
Just whatever was open.
I went in a drive-through. It could have said Buc-ee's. I don't know where I was at. It was just like they handed me food. I handed them money.
That was it.
I don't even know. I got my change back. I was like, okay, I got my Sprite. I got my food. Yep. I don't even eat late, but I was starving. And I know everybody that's listening has those days, especially coaches. You leave a game and you're like, whoever's open, I'm going to get something to eat.
At that point, I've been where you've been at.
So, but I love it.
So you got
no
to.
Regrets.
You got to love
look,
it.
We're going to end the show. Look, and we have, if we've gotten in touch with you, either Jace has, myself, if you're a recruiter, mom and dad, I'll just mention it again in case you listen to the show and you're not getting our emails, but go to LAFootballMagazine.com if you want to order a South or North issue or a digital. The digitals will go out this weekend.
Yep.
If you have ordered digitals back from the last 3 months,
mm-hmm.
we're doing it in a process. We got all the hardbacks out. Now we're going to do all the digitals this weekend all at one time. And if for some reason you get your book, it means it came back and we'll get it back out. So hopefully everybody has a great weekend. I also want to pray for the city of New Orleans.
Yes. Yes.
Our prayers are with all of the people that are going to get this storm, including Baton Rouge. It's going to get some heavy winds possibly. I'm not a weatherman. I'm just watching like everybody else. I know I have friends who are getting everything out of their house right now. They got there's people that have boats at Shell Beach and places like that. They got to get their boats out of there. I mean, it's a lot. And I'll just pray that – I just hope it turns and goes back to – the Gulf, you know, and gets out of here.
And that's the thing about these hurricanes. You just don't know what they're going to be when they land.
But just prayers to everybody out there. Stay safe on the roads.
Yes.
Don't be on the roads, hopefully, if this is getting bad.
Yeah, just be smart. Just be smart and know your surroundings.
I just pray we're going to have a great weekend and going into next week for the state of Louisiana. We don't need another hurricane. We really don't.
No, we don't. But, a state that is used to them and is prepared for such things, it's definitely Louisiana.
God bless everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.